It's 62 degrees at 11:58, and this is the Midday Interview. I'm Pat Marriott, and with me is an old friend who is a very well-known man in Wilmington. Michael Granberry was a director and an actor and a puppeteer in Wilmington until the bright lights of Los Angeles drew him to the left coast. He's back in town for several weeks to direct for the new Shakespeare Company Dramtree. And those of you who saw the production of Macbeth last summer know that you have a lot of wonderful things to look forward to. Since leaving Wilmington, Michael has successfully produced work in automation, and particularly stop-motion automation. He has won a couple of Emmys for his Amazon Kids show, Tumbleleaf, and he just found out on Monday, in fact, that he won the same honor again. Michael, how are you doing?
I'm terrific, Pat. It's so great to see you again.
It is so good to see you. My goodness, I was not expecting to see Michael in town quite so quick, but you're doing casting for The Tempest this week, huh?
Yes, we are. We've just met some amazing people and people that I knew from years ago when I used to work in theater, and some brand new people, and it's just incredibly exciting to see the level of talent that was still here and that is still coming in.
Wilmington continues to attract and hold some of the best acting talent.
It really does.
And the infrastructure talent that goes with the theater, too.
Yes.
I had Gil Johnson in for an interview 3 or 4 weeks ago, and he was telling us all about The Tempest. Those of you who listened to that interview know how excited we all are, because the Dramtree Shakespeare is a marvelous company. But I remember Michael from his work with Cape Fear Shakespeare way back in 1999.
Oh, yes.
Isn't that something? How long have you been gone, Michael? It's been a long time.
I moved away from Wilmington in 2002, so it has been 14 years since I have actually worked in theater as a director, and it feels just like slipping into a comfortable sweater. It's just wonderful, especially with the folks at Dramtree, who are comprised of some of my very favorite collaborators.
Yeah, really. Yeah. Really. Well, let's talk about your automation first.
That's
where you're really making the big time. Now, how'd you get started with
stop motion animation is a very old medium actually, and I first became interested in it when I was about 8 years old, and my father took me to go see a film, The Seventh Voyage of Sinbad, which was a beautiful film and featured the stop-motion special effects of the great Ray Harryhausen, my father knew what was going to happen when I saw dragons and giants and huge birds, across that screen. And so I became...
He knew what was going to happen to you.
In my brain, yes, yes. This was a very irresponsible or very forward-thinking thing for him to do, but... I became obsessed with this art form, and it turns out that when he was a child, he also used to make stop-motion films in his backyard.
Oh, my goodness.
And so he helped me procure a camera, and I started making films at a very young age.
Wow.
Yeah.
Way back then.
Yeah.
Well, now, stop-motion is such an ancient form, and yet nowadays we have all these whiz-bang digital special effects.
So true.
Why has stop-motion continued to be... the popular and moving.
Well, it's interesting because, I fully expected that I was going to become a stop-motion animator and was making films up until my mid-teens.
Okay.
And then CGI came along. And what happens whenever the new technology comes in, everyone says, let's get rid of the old stuff. So stop-motion effectively disappeared for about 20 years.
Right.
And ironically, 20 years later, computers ended up bringing it back. And so now it's having this wonderful resurgence. But I think people are stuck to it because of something that, a quality that the writer Salman Rushdie, of all people, said that CGI looks real, but it feels fake.
Mm-hmm.
Stop motion looks fake, but it feels real.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That is profound.
Yeah.
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 Coming out of the mouth of Salman Rushdie, of all people.
Yes.
For those who are tuning in late, I'm yakking with my old friend Michael Granberry, who people remember as an actor and director in Wilmington. He's come back with the bright lights of Los Angeles in his eyes to direct The Tempest, being produced by Dramtree Shakespeare, opening on the 14th of April. Now, let's finish the discussion on stop-motion automation.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about technology coming to stop-motion. How does technology affect it?
Well, a lot of it is when stop motion is done, basically you're taking an inanimate object and you're shooting one frame of film of it and then moving it just by a tiny bit and then shooting another frame and doing this for 24 frames to create 1 second of film. Mm-hmm. It's a very slow process. And when you're using film, you know, you can't really go back and reshoot, or you have to do everything all over again.
Right.
But with computers now, we capture images digitally. And when you do things digitally, you no longer have the cost of film and processing. So it went from being a very expensive process to being a very inexpensive process.
And the editing is infinitely easier.
Yes, you can play things backwards, forwards, you can rearrange things, you can slow them down, speed them up. So it came back with all of these great tricks. And once you've worked in it digitally, it's hard to believe that anyone was able to do anything with this process back in the 1950s to create things like the original King Kong in 1933. It's miraculous.
Really? Yeah. Tell about Anomalisa quickly.
Oh, Anomalisa. It's an amazing film by the Oscar-winning writer Charlie Kaufman, who did Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind and Being John Malkovich and other things. And this wonderful script came to us that it's about a self-help author who is having a sort of a midlife crisis. And just in the midst of it, he meets this person and they have a wonderful encounter. And then his life goes back to being miserable in the way that Charlie Kaufman's characters often
do. But it's all animated.
And it's all animated, which is a brilliant stroke of genius. And I worked on that film. I was one of the first in the first wave of animators to work on it. And it was recently nominated for an Oscar. And this was a project that started out as a Kickstarter project. Yes.
we've got just a few seconds to go make a little plug for the Dramtree fundraiser coming up.
Oh, my gosh. We're going to have so much fun Saturday night. We're having a fundraiser for The Tempest, and we're going to have a lot of actors present. I'll be present, and we're just going to sort of share on the excitement and share a little sneak peek of what we're doing with The Tempest.
How do we get tickets?
You can get tickets by going to DramtreeShakes.org, and they have links on there where you can purchase, and we do encourage anyone to show up.
That's truly wonderful. Michael Granberry is a force of nature. It is so wonderful to see this man again, and he's going to be directing The Tempest. He's fresh off getting a brand new Emmy for his production work, and Michael, it's been such a wonderful pleasure to see you here.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for joining us. I'm going to return you to regular programming, Coastline on 91.3 and more music on 96.7.